Good evening. Welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, the Home Ministry makes it clear the Delhi Golf Club objecting to the presence of a woman from the Northeast, apparently on the basis of what she was wearing, which happened to be her traditional dress, was unacceptable and a racist attack. The Delhi Golf Club has replied. Among other things, they've said the issue shouldn't have a broader political spin. But the fact is clear. In India, there is an us and there is a them. And in some of our elite institutions, this distinction is stark. And in the case of clubs, perhaps racist and classist. Also on the show tonight, as tensions between India and China in Sikkim increase, Beijing tells New Delhi to pull back our soldiers. What is the response from New Delhi? Is there a response at all? But first, we're going to quickly move on to our top story with the Minister of State for Home, Kiran Rijiju, asking the police to launch an investigation against the Delhi Golf Club for this incident, which he has dubbed racist.
This case seems to be a clear-cut case of racial discrimination.
I've already spoken to Delhi Police Commissioner to take whatever possible step.
The Minister of State making it absolutely clear that class is no reason to deny anyone access to a private club. Neither should dress codes be used as an excuse to deny entry. Yesterday at Delhi's ultra elite golf club, this is what happened.
तो आदमी हमरा पीछे से आके हमको बोला आपका ड्रेस ऐसा अच्छा नहीं लगा ऐसे नेपाली का ड्रेस कमाफिक लगा आपको यहाँ में बैठने नहीं सकेगा आप बाहर में चला जाओ.
Tylene was wearing the jinzam, her traditional attire.
और इतना दिन इतना साल हम बाहर में घूम करके आया लंदन घूमा अबू धाबी दुबई लंदन का बाहर लंदन सारे लंदन में घूम करके कभी ऐसे नहीं हुआ खाली ये दिल्ली में हुआ.
Tylene Lingdo works as a governess for Dr. Nivedita Sonthi, an honorary health advisor to the Assam government. The Delhi Golf Club, in its defense, has said the management has immediately investigated the incident and it has emerged that the incident could have been handled in a much better way by the staff member. But the club also says an undesirable attempt is being made to give this incident a political and cultural overtone. This is not the first. Just last week, child actor Mutton Ray from Arunachal Pradesh, starring in Salman Khan's Tube Light, was asked at the press conference if this was his first visit to India. First Bombay and now Delhi. Ignorance about the Northeast and the prejudices born out of it are now out in full display. With cameraperson Manjunath, Sonal Mehrotra Kapoor, NDTV.
So is this an issue really of the dress code, what a person actually wore, or is there a larger reason, a larger excuse, many would say, of class and class discrimination as much as anything else? Joining us now, Siddharth Sriram, the president of the Delhi Golf Club, Dr. Nivedita Bhattakur Sondhi, the honorary health advisor to the Assam government, also joins us now. She joins us from Guwahati. Tylene Lingdo works for Dr. Nivedita Bhattakur Sondhi. Lieutenant General Shankar Prasad, also with us, and also Rina Dhaka, the well-known fashion designer, who's a member of the Delhi Golf Club. Dr. Nivedita Bhattakur Sondhi, let me ask you this first, ma'am. What exactly went wrong? At what stage did someone appear who asked your governess to leave because she was apparently inappropriately dressed?
Well, we were invited by a long-standing member of the Delhi Golf Club, an elderly lady who is a friend of my mother-in-law, Mrs. Madhuri Sondhi. We were invited there. 9 of us were there, including our host. And I have to reiterate that Tylene that day didn't go as my governess. She was invited specifically, and she was very elegantly dressed in a jensim, which is a traditional attire. And I believe and I know for a fact that in many of these elite clubs, you have a dress code. I'm also used to dress in a particular way when I enter such places. And I know very much in London and everywhere else what is the dress code. So there was no question of her breaching that code. She was dressed in a jensim. If a sari is allowed, if a salwar is allowed, a mekhela sador, which I as an Assamese can wear, should be allowed. needs to be allowed, and I believe is allowed, and also jensim is her khasi dress. So she was there dressed in her jensim. We went in, we were seated at our table. 10 to 15 minutes into, we were just ordering our food and drinks. This gentleman walks over, and along with him, there was quite a stout lady, Miss Thakur, I believe. She came, both of them came along and straight away went to Miss Thailand and said that she has to leave the table, she has to leave the room because maids are not allowed. She was stunned, I was stunned, I was next to her, and so was my young son and my husband. And when we questioned these two golf club representatives, they started saying things like she was inappropriately dressed, Nepali jaise dikhte hai, and I in fact asked a specific question, how can you just label her as a maid? She is a guest, we booked that table for 9 people, she is Miss Thailand Ningdo, an Indian citizen. How can you just label her as a maid just by her looks or by her attire? Then they said, wo maid jaise dress kiya hua tha. And basically they were not only slandering a Nepali, stereotyping a Nepali person, they were stereotyping the dress my Kong Thailand Ningdo was wearing.
Okay.
And I tried explaining to them quite gently that this was from Meghalaya. I said that I am from Assam. I could have been sitting that day wearing Mekhala Sador, and she could have been very well my relative. And as we were walking
out, and
what
answer did you get?
Because we refused any self-respect.
What answer did you get?
They just refused. They refused to budge. They refused to budge. They said it's she's not allowed and she has to be at
okay.
where the maids are.
Okay, all right. Let me get a response. I'll come back to you, Dr. Nivedita.
Dr.
Nivedita, I'll come back to you in a moment because I've got Siddharth Shriram, the president of the Delhi Golf Club here. Mr. Shriram, what she's saying is absolutely shocking. What can justify asking a person to leave on the grounds of what they are wearing, particularly where in this particular case she was wearing her traditional attire?
Well, let me make it quite clear that the incident is unpleasant, but...
Unpleasant?
Let me try to explain to you.
Mild, sir. Unpleasant. Let me try to explain to you.
There is a dress code for boys and men. They should not be wearing collarless shirts because it's a formal dining room.
Yes, I know what you're referring to.
It's only fair that Mr. Shriram can answer and then the two of you can debate, absolutely. But I want to hear him because I've given you a lot of time. I want to hear him. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
There's a complete CCTV file on this because all premises in the Delhi Golf Club are on CCTV. And indeed, the Home Ministry sent the police to the Delhi Golf Club. They have seen the CCTV coverage completely, and they, according to what my information is, they are satisfied that there is no unpleasantness done to the staff.
The CCTV doesn't record audio.
No, it records video, but you can see this. You can see.
But if you can't hear what was happened, then how can you accuse somebody?
I'll explain to you.
Right.
Because they went up to them courteously with a namaste, and told them that this is inappropriate, and after that they said, please stay on. Now you can't hear the audio, but you can see the clip, and then they left. Now, the Delhi Golf Club is an international sporting facility. It's got members from the military, from the civil services, present, past, and serving, and business people, and diplomats. So there's no question of there being any prejudice against a dress, because we have ladies who are members who are from the Northeast.
But isn't it reprehensible, sir, that somebody from the club would object to what she was wearing?
You see, the club has...
And then stereotype her?
That, you can argue that. I'm not arguing that.
But, sir, you wouldn't argue that?
I would. If I was there, I would have argued that. But I'm saying to you...
Half a second, ma'am. I'll come to you next. Half a second. Dr. Nivedita, I'm going nowhere. Half a second. I will come to you right next. Yes.
That... maids and governesses equivalent of a maid are basically not allowed in the formal spaces by anybody.
Why?
Because
they're maids.
That is correct.
Because they're governesses.
That is
so
correct.
So they're
another
planet.
But they are members and there are staff.
But sir, you said something, sir, which I can't really understand.
Yes.
Can you explain to me? Maids and governesses are not allowed in the club.
They're allowed in the club, but not inside the formal places.
Why not, sir?
If they come as a guest, they should be allowed.
Right.
And in this case, if she was registered
but
as a
why
guest,
would it even cross your mind, sir, that maids and governesses shouldn't be allowed? What's wrong with them? Are they from another planet?
Not at all.
Do we not have maids and governesses in our homes?
Exactly my question.
They do have in our homes, but this is a public space,
right,
and this is a club.
And they aren't allowed in that space.
If you check the club rules in any club in India, you will find them similar.
And you agree with these rules, sir?
I agree with them because that is the nature of clubs.
Yes. Right.
Now, you tell me which club in India allows maids to go and sit.
And I think it is reprehensible that clubs don't allow maids and governesses. It's like the British.
If they are members, they're welcome. If they are guests,
they're welcome.
If they're guests,
this person came in as a guest. All right. Dr. Nivedita, come in, please. The point being made is that this is a rule in all clubs of this type.
Just,
yes.
Just to clarify, there were 9 reservations on that table, and Ms. Tailin Lingdo was invited in her own capacity as a guest. That was the point I was trying to make that day also, and so was my host that afternoon. Number 2 is, Vishnu, what you said, that this day and age in 21st century India in 2017, a gentleman, an elite of Delhi like Sri Bharat Ram can say so blithely that maids and governesses are not allowed in clubs, and that's how it should be. I mean, is the Delhi Golf Club above Indian constitution, under Indian law? Can they hide behind the fig leaf of being a private institution? And why are they so embarrassed when someone treats their domestic workers as in a respectable way? And Tailin Lingdo is a human being. She's a human, and I treat her as my colleague. I mean, I'm not asked, am I a doctor? You're not asked, you're a media person. Why should she be asked just on the basis of her dress and on the basis of her looks or what she does? That she could be a maid.
Okay, just one moment. General Shankar Prasad, would you like to come in? The point mentioned by Siddharth Shriram is that clubs have their rules and there are restrictions. A lot of people would say that these rules need to be thrown out the window, sir. They're antiquated, they're archaic, and they are classist. It's an issue of class at the bottom of this. Would you agree, sir? General Prasad.
Vishnu, you are a member of the Delhi Gymkhana Club, and you remember I used to be the president, and Siddharth is the current president of the Delhi Golf Club. Look, the clubs have a dress regulation, particularly for the men. There are no specific dress regulations for women. That's point one. Second point, all members of the clubs are permitted to come to the club with their spouses. If they bring anyone else who's not a member, doesn't matter who that person is, male, female, this, that, or the other, as long as he's signed or she is signed as a guest in the guest register and you pay the guest fees, you can take that person to wherever in the club you need to take. You want to take them to tennis courts, you're most welcome. You want to take them to the bar, to the dining room, or to anywhere else, including swimming pool, so long as you have signed them as guests.
Right.
Then nobody is asking you what profession, what job you do. You could be anybody. All what the club is saying is you should be decently dressed. Now, decent dressed for men can be specified, as Siddharth very rightly said. But to say what dress women is, well, it is very difficult to specify what a dress for women should be. But when a kurta pajama can be allowed, when an achkan can be allowed, when a waistcoat can be allowed, when a bush shirt can be allowed, there is nothing wrong with a jinsam being allowed. It's a traditional dress of Khasis. Why Khasis? It's a Bengali dress, it's a South Indian dress, there is a Kashmiri dress, there's a Nepalese dress. It doesn't matter.
So basically what you're trying to say is that this entire... I take your point, General. General Prasad, I take your point entirely about dress. And there are rules which say that, look, if you're wearing a national dress, you have to be allowed. But the point is there not an underlying concern about class? Why should we even get into an argument about who should or should not be allowed on the basis of where they work or what they do?
Not at all. Class is not an issue. We are not asking. We are not asking anybody's class. I am sure Siddharth understands and agrees with me.
Don't
ask anybody's class.
But you just said
what we are saying is
Mr. Shriram, you said something different.
Vishnu, one minute.
I said
Governor, who is asking, is governors or not? All what we are saying is, so long as that person is signed in as a guest.
Yeah, yeah, signed in as a guest.
That's all. That
but then where, guest, Mr. Shriram, you made this point
no
quite
problem.
Clearly on this program, that if they are governesses or maids, then in certain parts of the club, they should not be allowed.
If Who's they are signed asking? In as guests, then they are permitted.
But if,
they are, not signed in as guests.
But then that goes for anybody, right?
It
a normal person
anybody.
Cannot
Absolutely.
Write. But then
Absolutely.
Why would the issue of governess or maid actually come in over here about access?
Because...
That's not an issue. Who's asking what are you doing?
Rina Dhaka, let me Rina Dhaka come in over here.
Nobody's asking.
Is this an issue of
and education
okay, General, I take your point.
All what we are asking is have you signed as a guest?
All right. That, by the way, General, is not always the case. You can also, there have been cases of people signing in guests and being told, in this case as well, right, that look, you may have signed in, that is not good enough. This person comes from a certain background and that is unacceptable. That is what has happened in this case, General. That's why we are talking about this.
That is not tenable.
That is what Dr. Nivedita Bhattacharya Sondhi, honorary health advisor to the Assam government, is not credible. She has said three times at least, or at least two times on this program, and she will say it again. She signed this person in.
May I say
Vishnu, I didn't sign it. There was a member who invited us. She signed it in.
So then where is this issue then come, sir? There is a guest who has come on the basis
exactly.
of the way
and
she
also
was
let
guest.
Me tell you, the
she
people
was stereotyped and told
table,
she's not welcome.
If I say their names publicly, Mr. Bharatram will know most
it's,
of
it's
them.
It's Mr. Shriram.
Let me tell
it's
you
Mr.
That. So
Shriram. And let's not name names publicly because they're not here to defend themselves.
From the streets.
So let's not name names publicly. They're not here to defend themselves. So that's unfair. But
yes, I won't because
okay.
it will
okay,
intrude
before
on
I go
their privacy.
Before I go back to Mr. Shriram, Rina Dhaka, come in over here. A lot of people would say that the way you dress is sometimes an excuse for to deny access to the high places in clubs or elite institutions. Would you agree? It's not really about dress.
Well, I find it so, it's like this fashion policing here of some kind here, wherein she has been asked to leave over her costume and the referral to a class system, which is what I think is worse more than the being told out because of the clothing. But I've been to this club forever. I find people dress there all the time very casually and nobody really cares. So that's what I found surprising, that this, when I saw the papers and the news in the morning, that this really did happen. And
so therefore,
I would
if it's
apologize
not an issue,
to
Rina,
Thailand,
if it's
frankly,
not an issue of
for
dress,
the behavior
because
from
you,
anyone
you,
on this.
So Rina, if it's not an issue of dress, then was it an issue of somebody being uncomfortable by a person who apparently looked like a governess or a maid or a Nepali or some sort of god-awful stereotype? Is that the mindset of people?
May I say something?
Half a second, sir.
Yes,
I'll come
and
to you
we
next.
Must realize, I mean, I could be a maid, then what? I mean, so all occupations and all humans are noble and equal.
Okay.
And that, I think, is the worst part.
Mr. Shriram, you had a point to make. Go ahead, sir.
A maid, and I appreciate her objection to it and bringing it up.
Yes. Mr. Shriram, you had a point, so go ahead.
The point I want to make is that if a person is signed in as guest, it doesn't matter what the dress is like. And from seeing the picture of the lady in question, and having a number of friends who wear jansam all the time, I have a number of friends close, almost like relatives, and there's no objection to anybody going into that club dressed like that, provided they're members, spouses, or guests.
So she's a guest.
Why was there an objection?
That's what happened, okay? Somebody went, the staff member went, and queried it. And when it is clarified, they went away. It's on the video clip. At this point...
The video clip doesn't record audio, sir.
I agree with you. But I'm telling you that if you see the video clip...
May
I finish?
One moment, ma'am. Dr. Nivedita, I will come to you after this. Again, let him finish his point.
May I finish?
Yes.
After accepting... It's not audio, but after accepting what explanation was given by the member and their guests, the staff went away. And they allowed them to stay on. Now, at that point, the entire party got up and left the club. They were not thrown out. It is simply not true.
No, Mr. Shriram, I can bring in eight people across the table. You are lying through your teeth. I'm sorry. You're fudging the truth.
Dr. Nivedita, I promise I will allow you to speak, but let him finish his point. In this program, we try and allow everybody to speak. So
this is so unacceptable. And I actually pity Delhi Golf Club and its management for not having the grace and the dignity of even Tailin Lingdo and how she's presented herself, and not even accepting that they have done something so wrong. I really feel sad. Today, and this is India of today, and this is the democratic country that we believe in. I'm really sorry.
Ma'am, just wait. I promise I will let you speak. Don't worry. We aren't going anywhere yet. Let him make his point. I'll come to you after that. Finish your point, sir.
I completely understand how the lady is feeling uncomfortable and emotional about it, because she was there. I was not there. But
I'm not emotional. I'm damn angry, Mr. Shriram.
Well, you...
Go ahead, sir.
And the staff left the room and allowed them to stay. And that can be verified, and the police have verified it.
But Mr. Shriram, is it really an issue of whether they were allowed to stay or not? It was about the abuse that they had to...
You can argue that was wrongly done. And we have talked to the staff and guided them, and we'll discipline them. There's no denying that.
Right.
But incidents happen all across the country, and then they are dealt with.
Dr. Bhattakur Sondhi, how would you respond that they've spoken, the club says, to the individuals? Is that enough?
In so many accounts, let me tell you,
yes,
Vishnu,
ma'am,
what happened. My son, who is 9.5 years old, and that is what Mr. Shriram is conveniently using it as a cloak and a fig leaf. He was there with a collarless shirt. So the first objection that the manager had was this 9.5-year-old kid was going in without a collar. My husband and the host and my mother-in-law and the other guest requested him, and we were allowed in. So that was the incident that Mr. Shriram has conveniently portrayed here. So we went in 10 minutes. If we look into the video footage or whatever he's trying to say, and there are eight other witnesses who are there and everyone else was there, these people come in, and as we were starting to give our orders, approach this lady and tell her very specifically that she has to leave because maids are not allowed. And after that, the whole question happens, and it was almost, we went to and fro on that, we had altercations, and then we left. So
okay,
Mr. Shriram can't get away by portraying such a simplistic picture of it. His men came and did namaste and let us in. It's not a simple issue. It is a complicated issue. I'm sorry, Mr. Shriram.
Yes, wait, last 30 seconds, sir. Go ahead.
The point is that an unpleasant incident happened. And I, as president, and my committee, as committee members, and the entire club management, is trying to manage the situation and cool it down so that it doesn't get repeated. And
will you apologize to Tailin Lingdo?
We have indeed done so. The staff did so. The staff have done so.
May I finish, ma'am? We have not received a formal apology. Nor has Tailin.
If you would be kind enough to come to the club, we will give you that. But kindly note that...
I'm sorry, you are not allowing me to speak, ma'am. You could find us in Nizamuddin East and you couldn't.
Yes, we can come and visit you there, all right? Please give us your address. Now...
Right.
No, you don't have to visit us. I'm sorry. Indians,
then you don't want any kind of redress except flouncing it around all over the world. If that's what you're wishing for, then go ahead and do it. I can't say anything. But the point is, the club is a responsible body. The facility is owned by the government of India. There are government officers who sit on our board of directors. The many officers from all over. And we are completely open. Please.
All right. Well, let's see.
Let's have a look.
All right. We are completely open. In this particular case, it would appear that that openness needs to be perhaps revisited.
Yeah.
You argue that it needs to be handled better. A lot of people would say it's been handled terribly, and it reflects a certain mindset which needs to change in so many places. We are out of time completely on this program. There is a police investigation going on. The MOS Home has spoken about this issue, but I'd like to thank all of you for coming on board and speaking so openly and transparently on this issue. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.